Am I in bed?
Jesus Christ.
Bluetooth speaker.
Fuck off.
Now it's off. Sorry about that. Am I in bed?
Yes. See, I was comfortable. That ruined it.
Welcome to my irregular sleep patterns. It's now 9 a.m, and I've slept too much.
Sorry, let's shift.
I am incapable of seemingly having any
kind of regular sleep schedule. I either do too little and don't sleep for days, or I fall into a fucking coma.
I actually did have something to ramble about. Let me just move you, shift you. Hello. You can't go silent. Butterflies. This is stupid, by the way. This is so fucking dumb. So I spend time.
It's so fucking dumb.
I probably spend more than the average person pretending to be in love. Unless they're one of those creepy people that's faking a relationship, which is never good to do. It's just messy. Oh, we're going off on a tangent. Yes, we are. People who fake feelings. Ooh, that's creepy. Not in a sociopathic, I'm a psychopath who's going to kill you kind of way. It's creepy. It's so detrimental to everyone. It never, ever comes right. The person faking feelings, as someone who fakes their feelings in audios, wow, I feel kind of weird now. The person who fakes their feelings is not only cheating the person they're faking feelings for, but also cheating their self. But yeah, getting back to me. I confess my love in a lot of audios. And I realise something that might be fucking weird. Again, we're going off on a tangent. Damn it.
I don't want to talk about this, it's so stupid.
So, you know when they do sex scenes in films? It's so fucking not what I'm talking about, but it kind of is relevant, I swear. Obviously, when people do sex scenes, because of the situation, they can become sexually aroused. I don't know why I said it like that. Let's just ignore it. But it's a case of when you're, I don't want to say simulating, because that's just, oh, it's gone creepy now. It's so creepy. This is descended into Creepsville. We are parachuting into Creepsville. But when you're simulating a scene of emotion, you do have physical reactions. Fuck off. It's so creepy. I'm going to fiddle with my hair because that's what I do when I'm also smothering myself in a pillow right now. Oh, I have a pillow epic. It's not actually epic. I have a pillow problem, but we'll get to that. That wasn't actually going to be in this ramble, but it is now. So when you act, which is simulate, bad orchid. When you act, now maybe I'm a method actor. Am I a method actor? I'm not a method actor. I immerse myself in the emotions, which is a little bit creepy when I'm a fucking serial killer or a monster, like someone who likes Oreos. But yes, I've realised something, and it's gotten real bad recently, because I've been thinking about romantic audios, because I want to do, like, the girlfriend thing again. I kind of want to be adorable. Ugh, I hate it. I hate it. But, yeah. I've realised that when I do those sort of audios, this is so embarrassing, I get, like, the tingles and the butterflies and, like, the warm flush of love.
and it's so fucking dumb. And now I've realised it's becoming so bad. I've become so responsive. It's so bad. Maybe it's because I haven't been recording a lot, i.e. actually sitting down in front of a microphone and recording these romantic ideas in my head. But I've been immersed in it. Immersed? That's not how you say immersed. Let's just move on. Let's just move on. Oh, last night dinner was at... What time was it? I had it at a reasonable time. It was at 11:30. See? I thought, no, I should share that because I feel having dinner at 2 in the morning might have made you judge me. 11:30. See, I'm getting better. And then I comed. Which wasn't the plan. What the fuck was I talking about? Yes. I've been immersed. Thank you. So you can say words right when you... No, that's not fair. Don't be mean to yourself. But I like being mean. Oh my god. Yeah, I've been thinking of, wow, your London is showing. I've been thinking of scenarios and it's kind of sweet, but it's having... I'm blushing like a fuck. I'm blushing like a fuck. And I'm pale. And it's mortifying. Have I made myself back into a romantic? What happened to my cynicism? I get myself in front of a microphone, I'll be back to that cynic bitch. But now it's just, it's so bad. Especially because I have a likening. Can you word? No, I cannot word, and that's why my audios are just full of mistakes and I have to edit them so hard. I have a liking. There's a word beginning with P. I don't know how to pronounce it right now, so I'm not going to say it. But I like. No. Oh. Get out of my head. I like awkwardness, and it's sort of sweet. But that kind of sweet awkwardness is a breeding ground for... Oh! I have been making myself swoon. It's so fucking dumb. It's so fucking dumb. And I've only just realised this because there is a... This is so fucking weird. But it's interesting to me. You know, emotions... I guess it's almost like I'm Pavlovian... I have a Pavlovian reaction to it now. I have this swoon feeling... And it's like this rush of... Okay. This is going to sound weird. Because it is weird. This whole thing is weird. This is me. I am weird. And my hair is down and it's bugging me because I need to cut it. I'm actually considering cutting my own hair again. Let's hope I don't go mulletville. Have you ever drowned? Now, drowning is overwhelming as fuck. And there's this feeling in my sternum I get when I drown. Have I drowned more than once? Yes. Don't ask. It's awkward. Like most things involving me, extremely awkward. There's this tension in my sternum. And when that kicks in, that's when I start panicking. And when you panic and you're drowning, it gets worse. Maybe if I'll just come when I drown, just don't drown. How about that? That is a fantastic option. I will consider that. Thank you so much for your contribution. Damn, you are just cold to yourself. Well, it actually is very cold. It's only like 15 degrees. What happened to my 40 degrees? Not that I want it to be 40 degrees. Please don't cook me again. Roast orchid is not nice.
the fuck am I talking about? Ah, yes, drowning. There is this feeling in my sternum. And I don't know if it's actually in my sternum. I think it's just awkward and weird. But when I have the swoon coming on, the swoon, not a swoon, the swoon, because there are many different types of swoon. This swoon is right there, and it's like drowning in sun-warmed, cloudy lemonade. Awfully specific, but actually very apt. And I can feel it coming on, and it's so bad because it's nice. I fucking hate it. But now that I am thinking of romantic ideas for audios, it's happening all the fucking time, and I hate it. It's actually embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. I'll be in the kitchen. I'm trying to make an effort to not eat in my studio/bedroom. Did I call it my studio before my bedroom? This is where the magic happens? The artistry? I don't know. I have a terrible habit of eating at my desk, but I'm trying to have distinct lines, so I don't do that. But that means that I'm at the mercy of people in the house and they actually talk to me. Why? Just yesterday, I was eating. Was I eating? No, I was pretending to eat. Because apparently now people worry that I'm not actually eating. I am eating. I'm just, you know, not normally. So I was sitting in the kitchen, pretending to eat, i.e. I was sitting there reading, doing research for audios. My banshee decided to just talk at me. Just talk at me for 25 minutes, just talking at me. And then I started, sketching out an idea for an audio. It wasn't even nice, but it turned into enemies into lovers, and it's like, it's so awkward and romantic, and I could feel myself going, no, just swoon. So basically I'm making myself swoon at awkward times, and I fucking hate it, but it feels really nice, especially on a cold day like today. But it got me thinking about how audios touch people. So creepy. But yeah, when I'm really angry, if I do like a dark audio, that's awesome. But sometimes when I've decided I'm doing a dark audio, so the other night I recorded the knife serial killer audio. And that was weird, because it was kind of creepy and sexy and But you get this kind of quiet confidence that comes from obsession and compulsion. And that did come over me when I was recording it. It's so, I was going to say nuanced. It's not nuanced. It's fascinating, because a lot of emotion is in the mind. Sure, when you fall in love, you get the physical effects, but it's mostly just chemicals in your head. By doing these audios, I'm literally simulating those in my head. And sometimes I actually think I'm falling in love, or that I hate someone so much I want to kill them, or that I am so obsessed with you that I'll skin you. That's a reference only a few will get. And it's just, did I do that ramble on creativity and artists? No, that was in a live stream. It's just amazing to me how artistry, not that I do artistry, let's just be honest, But creative works can just inspire such depths of physical reactions. And it's all born out of chemicals in your head. Basically, that's weird. I was about to say my brain is a drug-fueled love rave. And that's what I'm going to call this ramble. It's not a ramble. It's a fucking nightmare. I'm going to stay in bed for a bit longer. Why? I'm not ready to face the world. But I think I might just run some audio ideas in my head and then I'll just swoon. And maybe kill someone. Because that's always a good time.